Do you know why we have insects crawling, racing down on the floor, climbing the walls, rushing the wind on the ceiling? Why we have flies buzzing in our ears, bees going out getting nectar? Do you know why we have animals like birds flying in the sky, like fishes in the sea? Why do we have lions that roar, bears that hunger? Why do we have kangaroos that bounce? Why? Because they remind us we're on the top of the food chain. What could an insect do to me? What could an animal do to me that I couldn't do to it first? Now we have the Titans. For some people, the Titans became the top. For some, the Titans became the top dog. Not for me. Never for me. Back to my statement. Why do we have insects? Why do we have animals? Why do we have Titans? Why do we have us? To further the point that all men are not created equal. Some are just built differently. You were asleep. And guess where I found you? You were in Erwin's office. Now, I'm not Einstein. But the only reason why you would be in Erwin's office is because, well, you were with Erwin. Right? Now, what would you possibly be doing with Erwin? Why did I open the door and I saw you naked on the floor? Erwin was at the meeting this morning. But when I informed all the scouts about the meeting that was going to happen with all the higher-ups, you were nowhere to be found. Made me question. That's how I ended up in the office. That's how I ended up finding you ass naked on the floor. Now let's not get this twisted, right? There are numerous reasons for why you could have been in his office. But I've known Commander Erwin for a while now. He's not the type to take advantage. He's not the type to not ask for permission. If he did anything to your body while you were naked. You gave him permission to do it. So, there's not a numerous ways that that went down. However, there are a couple of ways that this could go down. You have three options. Option number one, before we go out there and we fight this last battle, you tell me what happened, and you tell me in detail. And maybe my punishment towards you will be a little sufficient. Number two, you sit there, you start crying, you start begging me not to get mad. Because you know I'd never hit you. No, I'd never do that. I'd never. Never. Or number three. You tell me what happened. I lock you downstairs in the prison. Have you think about what you did, and then when I feel like it, I'll let you out. You see, there are three options, and these three options are very vital, so you have to choose one. One. What was that? I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Say that a bit louder. Oh, my bad. One! You have one choice. Just like you're supposed to have one me. But I guess I'm not good enough for you now, am I? You couldn't have the captain, no, you had to go to the commander. You had to go to my boss. Wow. I bet he had a great time with you, didn't he? Did he spread your legs open? Nail you to the ground? Well, I bet he did. I bet he loved it. I can't believe it. Someone I trusted again, betraying my trust. This is nothing new. This has happened countless times already. I shouldn't be surprised. But for some reason, I am. You're weak compared to me. Do I have to remind you of the time that I saved your ass from that Titan? Your maneuver gear stopped working. Everyone was rushing out, going back to the wall, but you had to just fuck everything up. So it was either you or it was Michael. I did something so scummy just to save your ass. I left Michael. Michael got devoured by a titan. Eaten alive. Like popcorn. Popped in the head, popped in the arm. It was sinister. I gave up one of our strongest to save you. You want to know why? Because I love you. Because I care about you. Now, obviously, I can't kill Commander Edwin. and I wouldn't do that. I'm not mad at Erwin. The person I'm mad at is you. He's not with me. He could give two shits about what happens between me and you. You are responsible for saying no, for rejecting, for making sure that you go through with it. You didn't do that. You didn't do that. That's not on him, that's on you. What am I supposed to do? Huh? We're marching into battle, into a fight. One that could be our last. This is what happens the night before. Come on. Don't you know better, dumbass? Do you know what's at stake out there? And you decide to pull this before that. I can't believe you. I don't want to believe you. Look at me when I'm talking to you. You disappointed me. You disappointed me. I almost came close to hitting you. If you were Erden, if you were Armin, if you were John, if you were Connie, hell, maybe if you were Hanji, I would have pounded your face by now. But I love you too much to do that. My precious, precious, precious. Mine. Your soft face. Your insolent eyes. They're mine. You belong to me. They don't get to have you. He's going to be mine. Who do you belong to? Say it again. Keep saying it. Who are you to answer to? Louder. 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 Right. You answer to me. You're mine. Nothing, no man, no girl, no boy, no woman's going to change that. No Titan. If I wanted to, I could kill you right now. I could grab my blade. Chop up your head. Keep it in my office. Tell everyone you betrayed us that I'm keeping this head as a way to solidify my victory. When actually all you betrayed was me. I could do that. I have the power and the ability and the resolve to do it. But I won't do it. No. No, that's too easy. That is too easy. Instead, we're going to make love again. Only with your permission, though. Can I kiss you? Or have I freaked you out? Hey. Look at me, I'm not forcing you to do anything. I'm just upset after what you did. There has to be a way you can make it up to me after you cheated on me. And at the end, I'll have a surprise for you. How does that sound? Baby. My precious baby. Look at me. Bring those lips against mine. He can't kiss your lips like I can, now can he? He probably is a bad kisser anyway. Are you going to take off that shirt for me? Never mind. I'll rip it off of you instead. Look at me. You look at your captain when he's talking to you. And you embrace your man while he's in front of you. That's right. Look me in my eyes. Tell me that you're mine. Tell me that you'll never do some dumb shit like that again. You don't need any other man but me. You got that? I am all that you need. You need to get that through your thick skull. As I press against your thighs, everything that you need, everything that you want, everything that you desire is me. You will never find a man who will love you like I can. Who will sacrifice everything for you. The things that I've gone through. The bodies that I've crawled and stumbled on. I did it for you. Why don't you earn my forgiveness? Why don't you get on your knees for me and beg me to forgive you? Do it. Now. Look at you. looking at me. Not so high and mighty now, are you? Put your hands behind your back. You're not going to be needing those right now. Trust me. Hands behind your back. Chin up. I'm gonna whip it out. Look at it. Look at it. Look at it. I'm gonna use your face as a painting. Gonna make it my canvas. When I let out all my fuels, I hope to see a masterpiece. Remember how I said I wouldn't hit you? I never said I wouldn't let my hit you. Yeah. Let it run across your face, making you look like a fool, a mockery. The same way you made me look like a fool. How's the scent? Where's your words? You have nothing to say? Huh? I guess not. I'll give you some words. Or actually, you won't need them for this one. Stay put. I'm gonna grab something.
My precious, there are very few things in this world that we should be grateful for. So when you have someone like me, you should be grateful. When I decide not to kill you, consider it mercy.
Now remember, you gave me permission to do this. You said yes. I'm gonna put this blindfold over your eyes. And if I really love you, you'll be feeling my cock in your mouth instead of my blade. Trust me. Don't scream. Don't yell. Trust me. Good night, my precious.
Now, where were we?
That's right. So, I have the blade right here. And I have you on your knees. In retrospective, I don't need you. But, you, as always, need me. Tell you what. If I like what I see, maybe I'll let you off easy this time. Are you ready? My buddy down there, he's ready. He's been ready. If you don't mind, I'm gonna pull you by your hair. That's fine, right? Of course it is. I mean, it better be. You have such pretty hair. I want you to flick your tongue against it. You licked a blade. It was sharp, wasn't it? Ooh, your tongue's bleeding. Wait. Let me throw that blade aside. Your tongue. Are you okay? Look at me. Oh, you just had a little paper cut. You're fine. You'll live. Imagine how my heart felt when I saw you naked on the floor of some other man. That's how I felt. Way worse than the cut. That hurt. It really did. Blood falling from your mouth. I wonder if I could come up with a good excuse for why that happened. You know what? I think I can. Open your mouth. And open it wide. Wider. Wider. This is so kinky. I love it. I'm going in. Do you want a countdown? You know, that way you can prepare your throat. Or actually, no. I'll give you one. On a count of five. Ready? One. Two. Five! Look at that. It's all the way deep inside of your mouth. I love it. I love it. This is what should have been in your mouth last night. This is what you should have had. Who do you belong to? Right. Say it louder. I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Oh, it's because your mouth's full? Oh. Well, let me keep yanking it inside of your mouth. Try to make out the words if you can. There you go. Come on. Yeah. You make a good pet. I can't lie. Repent from your sins, your sinful nature. What you did is unforgivable. But maybe as time goes on, maybe I can learn to forgive you. You're not worthy of anything of mine. You're just a fuck show. Your blood all over my body. But you're perfectly fine. Now if I grab that blade again, I pick it up, I look at you, cut off your head. That's fine. Because what you did, I can't forgive! I scared you, didn't I? Get up. You're going downstairs to the prison. When they ask why I put you there, I'll tell them the details. Give you enough time to think about what you did. All right? Now one more time. Who do you belong to? I want to hear you say it! God. Let's go.